Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine.
Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gayle King.
I'm Andra Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.
Ice caps, glaciers, emperor penguins. What do all these things have in common? They're all features of the Antarctic. Home to one of the coldest oceans in the world, the Southern Ocean. And that's what we're going to be talking about today here on the show. Welcome, fish and friends of fish, to another chilling episode of Tales with a Whale. But it's not chilling because it's scary. Nope, it's chilling because it's all about the frozen seas. I'm your host, Betty the Blue Whale, the only marine biologist that also happens to be a big blue whale. I'm definitely the whale for the job, and do you know why? Because whales travel in pods, which makes us experts in podcasting. If you happen to be a regular listener to all the great offerings from Go Kid Go, you might have heard of me, thanks to my appearances on Whale of a Tale, that amazing adventure series starring that dynamic duo of tenacious twins, Xavier and Atlas. Well, now I've got my own show, where we learn all about the amazing ocean and the fascinating creatures that live in it. We're coming to you live from the famous underwater studio at the bottom of the Pflugerville Ocean, and I'm jazzed to be joined by the All Clam Jam Band. Bubbles the Seahorse is out roaming the deep ocean in her fabulous Diving Bell submarine, so we'll hear from her next week. But first, I think I feel a fact about cetaceans coming on. That's right, it's time for a little segment of the show I like to call Cetacean Sensation, where we highlight a cool fact about some of the coolest marine mammals in the ocean, cetaceans. If you remember, cetacean is a fancy science word for marine mammals that have blowholes and give birth to their young, like dolphins, porpoises, and whales like me. Today, we're going to talk about a sensational cetacean that lives in the cold waters of the Arctic. I'm talking about the bowhead whale. The bowhead whale gets its name from the unique shape of its mouth, which is shaped like an archer's bow. The bowhead whale is a baleen whale just like me, which means they have baleen plates in their mouths to filter seawater and catch zooplankton in their mouths. The bowhead whale can't get enough of that yummy plankton, and I don't blame them one bit. I love plankton too. But what really sets the bowhead whale apart is that it is one of the longest-lived creatures in the ocean. It's true. The bowhead whale lives to be about 100 years old and can potentially live up to 200 years. That's a lot of candles to blow out on their cake. That music means it's time to move on to the main segment of our show. And since it's Wednesday, that means it's time for, you guessed it, Underwater Mystery Theater, where we highlight a fascinating feature of the ocean and talk all about it. Today, we're going as south as we can, to where the penguins slide and the glaciers glide. That's right, we're talking all about the Southern Ocean near Antarctica. But first, what exactly is the Southern Ocean? Does it even exist? Funny enough, experts have been arguing over the existence of the Southern Ocean as far back as the 1700s. But in 2021, everyone seems to have come to the agreement that there are five oceans in the world: the Pacific, Atlantic, Indian, Arctic, and the just as old yet also brand new Southern Ocean. The Southern Ocean is also referred to as the Antarctic Ocean and is the ocean that surrounds the continent of Antarctica. It is considered to be the second smallest ocean, just behind the Arctic Ocean, and reaches down to a depth of 24,390 feet. That's almost as deep as Mount Everest is tall. And as you can imagine, the Antarctic Ocean is cold. The water temperature fluctuates between 28 and 50 degrees Fahrenheit, or negative 2 to 10 degrees Celsius. In the winter, much of this ocean will freeze and generate some of the strongest winds on Earth. So, who would call such a place home? You'd have to be crazy to live in a place like the Antarctic Ocean, right? Nope. The Antarctic Ocean is home to a vast array of ocean creatures, but the most famous of all has got to be the penguin. These flightless birds thrive in the cold conditions of Antarctica, splitting their time between the freezing ocean and the ice caps. And while penguins like to snack on a bunch of different things in the ocean, I have to give a special shout out to the Antarctic krill. The Antarctic krill is another keystone species in the ocean. Do you remember what a keystone species is? That's right! It's a species that scientists have identified as so incredibly important to an ecosystem, so important that if it didn't exist, the whole ecosystem would collapse. So, it's a good thing that there are a lot of them. And when I say a lot, I mean a lot. The Antarctic krill is one of the most abundant animals on the planet. How many is a lot, though? Let me put it this way. Scientists estimate that there are 500 million tons of krill in the ocean. Now, a blue whale weighs about 200 tons. So even if you had 1 million blue whales, you still wouldn't even come close to how much Antarctic krill is in the ocean. Isn't that crazy? Did I mention it's a good thing there are a lot of krill? Well, it's true, because the Antarctic krill is an important food source to everyone in the Antarctic Ocean, which means it supports the life cycle of not only penguins, but fish, seals, squid, birds, and most notably to me, whales. That's right, blue whales also make their home in the Antarctic Ocean, and we love to snack on those tasty Antarctic krill. Despite its cold temperatures and harsh conditions, the Antarctic Ocean is an incredibly important part of our planet and one of the most visibly affected by climate change. We're not entirely sure what that means yet for how the populations of the Antarctic Ocean will respond, but we do know it won't hurt to monitor our own consumption habits and make sure we're doing our best to keep climate change manageable. Okay, folks. Well, that music means we've come to the end of another show. I'd like to thank the All Clam Jam Band and Bubbles the Seahorse out on location. And of course, all of my listeners out there. Thank you so much for tuning in. We couldn't do it without you. And don't forget that we've got a lot of amazing content from Go Kid Go to check out. There's always a new show or new adventure dropping, so don't miss out. Just check out all our offerings wherever you get your podcasts. And that about wraps us up. This is Betty the Blue Whale saying, where do ocean creatures look for jobs? In the kelp wanted section. So long, folks, and happy swimming.
Woohoo! Go, kid, go.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot, and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.